Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, it doesn't take a genius. So much today to talk about. So many things I want to share, to point out, to discuss, to warn you, to seek your opinion, and lift one another up. But most importantly, meet here and plan an attack. Not so jokingly, I said last evening, we don't need to build a wall around the borders to keep out our enemies. We need to build a huge gallows in D.C. and start executing the true enemies from within. I know you're saying, now, Beth, don't you think that's a little strong, maybe harsh? Well, has anything else worked yet? Or as effectively? I'm just saying. We have reached such a level of obvious corruption. I'm truly surprised some brave and strong patriots haven't cleaned house already. Or is it us? Are we willing to just sit here and be politically pistol whipped over and over and over again? Are we just ignorant? Are we content in our ignorance? And I was thinking about that. Some of the scriptures about ignorance. Out of Hosea 4:6, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I reject you from being a priest to me. And since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children." And in Peter 3, verse 5, it says, "For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in water." And out of Acts 17:30 it says, "The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent." And out of Ephesians 4:18 it says, "They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of hearts." Their hardness of hearts. They are willfully, purposely ignorant. We have seen some crazy things, haven't we? You can decide what gender you are. It's your choice to kill a baby that's not born yet, but don't you dare harm an eagle egg. Common sense. It's when you try to have understanding and logic, not just the simple of issues, but the complex. Many fail the simple and then boast about the complex, believing themselves superior to others. That's kind of how I see these politicians. They say, oh, it's too complicated, you can't possibly understand it. But the definition in the dictionary says common sense, good sense, and sound judgment in practical matters. Use your common sense, good sense, native wit, sensibility, sensibleness, judgment, level-headedness, prudence, discernment, astuteness, shrewdness, wisdom, insight, perception, practicality, capability, resourcefulness, enterprise. It says here, as an example, I had the common sense to phone an ambulance instead of yelling at him to get up. Are we yelling get up when we should be calling an ambulance? Well, things are just a little bit strange, don't you think? I had down here the definition of con. You know what con man is? Somebody that's trying to take advantage of you. And then gress. Gress comes from the Latin where it was the meaning step. A deceiving move. I have mentioned before that perhaps, and I'm talking about what Congress didn't do yesterday. Now, I'm more upset with them for not repealing than I am for replacing. Not replacing. I could care less about replacing Obamacare. I want it repealed. But they did nothing. And I hate to be an I told you so, but I told you they would do nothing. I never had one bit of faith in Congress, the GOP, or the Democrats to try and right the wrongs. Even the Democrats, they could possibly see that things in Obamacare aren't working out quite right. Or are they? Or are they working out exactly as they planned? So are they greedy? Are they ignorant? Or are we guilty? Or are we exhibiting the Stockholm syndrome? Feelings of trust and affection felt in certain cases of kidnapping and hostage taking by a victim toward a captor. Is that what's going on with us? I've mentioned the battered wife syndrome. They come out at campaign time and they tell us, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that once. 7 years they've been telling us they're going to repeal Obamacare. They have the perfect opportunity now to do it and they are not doing it. Even ones that voted to repeal it before, you know, when it didn't matter, they refuse to vote to repeal it now when it really would count. So why do we keep electing them? Why do we keep expecting them to be different? We are held captive by our own will, our own ignorance, and our own apathy, it would seem to me. Governments don't give people rights. Learn this very clearly. The Constitution is a limited one, possessing no power, not actually given and carrying on the face of it a distrust of power beyond the distrust indicated by the ordinary forms of free government. That is from James Madison. Clinton corruption. Congress unmoved after 7 years of promises to we the people. Trump, I believe, has been as deceived as you and I have been. The GOP is calling for a civil disobedience in Seattle. We're going to talk about that if we get to it. ICE is to send more agents into the sanctuary cities. And what about those windows? What about those windows? I remember I told you about the windows being taxed. Well, I've been trying to search that because that's what I was told when I was in South Carolina several years ago. And I've been looking it up, and some of it says it's a hoax, and some of it says it was more of a civil war and not a revolutionary war. However, we're going to get to that regardless. But governments don't give people rights. Do you realize that? If one views we the people as a collection of individuals, a completely different constitutional picture emerges from the one seen today by progressives. Because those in government are merely a small subset of the people who serve as their servants or agents. The just powers of these servants must be limited to the purpose of which they are delegated. Limited. That purpose is not to reflect the people's will or desire, which in practice means the will or desires of the majority, but to secure the pre-existing rights of we the people, each and every one of us, individually, individual sovereigns. Kind of like the way this guy writes. We're going into a break. Don't be deceived. Congress never intended to repeal Obamacare. What do you think? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. We need help. I think we have the Stockholm syndrome here in America. And we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. Were you surprised that Congress did nothing, that the Senate couldn't get her done? I wasn't surprised. I was surprised they even attempted. I was surprised, and I think it was because pressure, which pressure works, was put on them to delay their vacation, their August break, to delay it for their July break into August or whatever. Governments don't give people rights. They don't give us rights. They don't give us rights, nor do they give us anything. Nor do they make jobs. They can't create jobs. Nor do they produce one darn thing. 877-895-5410. Each of us has sometime throughout our lives many agents. Some are formal, such as lawyers and realtors, while others are informal, such as friends who agree to maybe run an errand for you. These people serve us, and we in turn, in a various way, serve them. Importantly, the power of each of these agents, talking about the D.C. occupiers, those elected people, the power of each of these agents to act for us in confined to the purpose of which we hire that agent, I delegate to my real estate agent, he says, the power to represent me in selling my home. I do not thereby delegate to her or him the power to sell my car, to decide how my children are to be educated, or what I may eat for lunch. Under the American constitutional system, elected officials are agents of the citizens of the politically defined regions from which these officials are elected. These political agents are no more the originating sources of their own powers and duties to represent the citizens who are their principals, who are their principals than, say, is your realtor the originator source of her power? They aren't the originator of power. They only have the power that we, the people, give to them. And that is through the Constitution. It is a document. It is a contract. And what did he say? This Constitution is a limited one, possessing no power, not actually given, and carrying on the face of a distrust of power. We are supposed to not trust the elected officials. And unfortunately, we trusted them way too much, too long. Rights pre-exist government. Therefore, even if, as most people believe, government is necessary, we should look that up again, to help to secure individual rights, government does not create that which it itself is created to help to secure. You got that? Your real estate agent might be necessary to sell your home, but this fact does not thereby make him or her the source of your home's value or the owner of your home. Let me repeat that one sentence. Therefore, even if, as most people believe, government is necessary to help to secure individual rights, government, elected officials, do not create that which it is created to help secure. Governments don't give people rights. God gives you rights. We are equal in Him, not through them. Them being the elected officials, the government incorporated, redistributing wealth does not make them the creator of wealth. And redistributing wealth is unconstitutional. I'm not surprised that Congress failed at their promises, because I don't believe they ever intended to keep their promises. Not one iota. There's a few. There might be a handful over there in D.C., but the majority, Democrats and Republicans and Independents and Libertarians alike, never, ever plan to keep their promises. Obamacare is failing. It has done little to fulfill its original promise, yet the Democrats keep standing on it. Its original promise of producing more choice and lower costs and worse has set off a cascading set of problems that will increasingly hurt the American people, we the people. When President Donald Trump was asked Tuesday if the bill to repeal Obamacare was dead, he responded, "I don't think it's dead, no. But I'm certainly disappointed. For 7 years I've been hearing repeal and replace from Congress, and I have been hearing it loud and strong, and then when we finally get a chance to repeal and replace, they don't take advantage of it." So that's disappointing. Might I put to you right now, 202-224-3121 is the D.C. switchboard. Are you willing to call and complain? Are you willing to call and pull out the contract and say, "Listen, bub, you don't get this right. We're not going to build a wall. We're going to build a gallows in D.C. And we're going to start dealing with the corruption." I haven't seen any little black men with a little black, not black men, little black, little men with black suits and black glasses coming in to take me away just yet. But I'm telling you, this corruption is an evil, evil thing in this nation. And they're not going to give it up easily. No. So they'll tell us, well, it's complicated. You can't possibly understand. It's complicated. No, it's quite simple, actually. You, being the elected senators and representatives, are liars. And you never intended to keep your promises to we the people. And you have overstepped your bounds as far as the Constitution is concerned and the contract that we have with you. For we the people are not a democracy, we are a republic. And we are the ones in charge. 202-224-3121. Switchboard for D.C. Let them hear from you. We the people. The republic, not a democracy. A republic. Get that straight. It's a republic. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I believe Donald Trump has been just as deceived as the American people. Maybe more so because I believe he believed them in the last 7 years. He believed the GOP and thought if they had a president that wasn't going to veto a repeal, we'd get her done. But it didn't work that way, did it? No. They create a crisis. They campaign to fix the crisis, and the crisis never gets fixed. Charlie Reese's article, the 300 million people versus the 545. We have witnessed during this campaign and this election now, presidency, a height of corruption like we've never seen before. It is being exposed. You can say whatever you want. The MSM, the mainstream media, they are on an agenda to get rid of the president, to promote socialism, to promote communism, to promote big government and democracy rather than a republic. We have been taken over, and we have been taken over because we the people are doing nothing. So are we ignorant? Are we captives? Do we have the Stockholm Syndrome? What's wrong with us? The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them. I'm ready to lose my patience, are you? We're going to talk about the corruption of Hillary Clinton. Oh, in the Russia, Russia, Russia. While they're yelling, Russia, 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 the GOP saying, I'm doing nothing, 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 and getting away with it. 877-895-5410. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. Oh, they have deceived us greatly. 877-895-5410. We will be. We with the people, the republic? Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. You should see, you should hear the show that goes on during commercials. My producer and I, we put on quite a show during commercials. Sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's pretty darn serious. We're going to go to the phone lines. Larry from Colorado. Larry, how are you today?
Well, I'm hanging in there.
I'm good. Me too.
that's the best you can ask for.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm getting kind of, I'm losing my patience.
Yes.
Losing my patience.
I believe it was in Samuel in the Bible where we were warned that government takes away rights.
Oh, yeah.
And we were warned by God, and our founders knew this, and that's why they wanted limited government.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, I know where you're talking about, and that's when they were saying, we want a king like everybody else. Everybody else has a king, we want a king.
Yep.
And that didn't
like
work out too
kids.
Well. That didn't work. Yeah, exactly.
Nope.
All right, I'll give you a king, but you're not going to like it.
That's right. That's right. And right now we're sitting, in a time of Ecclesiastics. You know, there's a time for everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a time to lay back, and there's a time for action. And it all depends on the people. And this is a time for action before it turns to war.
Yes.
And we can prevent it. Or we can, you know,
yes.
if we take action now.
It's They even had a song about that. Remember a time? It was I'm trying to find the scripture real quick. A time to live, a time to die, a time to fight, a time for peace, a time to laugh, a time to cry. And I'm trying to find it here. All I'm bringing up is crazy stuff. But anyway, it's absolutely right.
A time for war, a time for peace.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, we're in a time where we need to lose our patience right now, or we're going to lose all of our liberty and freedom. And it's not you and I.
No.
I mean, you and I probably aren't going to suffer anymore. We already suffered. It's going to be our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren.
Exactly.
It's the future generations.
If they're not worth standing up for, then we're not much as human beings.
Well, that's absolutely right. It said, you know, that that Greek proverb that I have quoted so many times, society is great when old men plant trees whose shade they will never enjoy. Our founding fathers did that. They never really enjoyed the fruits of the war that they endured. They lost an awful lot. You know, I said they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. Well, they never lost their sacred honors. Do you see any sacred honor in D.C. today, Larry?
I don't see any honor at all. None. It's a den of thieves. Exactly. You know, it's like in the temple of old.
You know what? This Russian deal. I think we're going to find out. Trump's the only one innocent on Russia.
Well, yeah. Why aren't we investigating Obama? Remember when he had that? When he thought the mics were turned off, and he said that.
Wait till after election, and I'll have more freedom, or have more. It's crazy. And then some of the things that are coming out with the Clinton Foundation and Hillary and Bill Clinton and what they did. You know, it's looking like there might have been some blackmailing going on. Was Obama being blackmailed by Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
What's really gone on? And was Russia being blackmailed?
And you know, when you look at these people. You can look back and go, you know, Al Capone must have been a pretty innocent man compared to these people.
Mm. Looked like a choir boy, doesn't he? Looks like a choir boy. Well, I have this. It's Ecclesiastes 3. There's a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot, a time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. And a time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time for peace. And I think we've got to have the discernment as to what time we're in right now. And I believe we're in a time where we need to be speaking out pretty loudly.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it.
And a time to hate corruption.
Well, I think that's all times. I don't think there's ever a time to love corruption. But
right.
We are seeing
right.
It, and it had not been for the election of Donald Trump, whether you like him or you don't like him, this would have never come to fruition. We would have never seen what we're seeing right now.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it so much. Well, Tom Fenton has been pretty vocal here lately about the media's role. He's questioning the media's role in hiding Clinton-Russian connection. Now, you know, I'm tired of Russian stuff, but it's starting to look like all these investigations are going to point somewhere besides at Donald Trump. Judicial Watch President Tom Fenton said yesterday, "One must wonder how many donations were made by Russian connections to Hillary Clinton." Basing his comments on a leaked email, we've got more leaked emails, from her campaign concerning a story that was killed on the matter. When she was running for president, this stuff was squashed. There were connections between all this Russian-connected money, $145 million, generally, $500,000 specifically to Bill Clinton from a Russian connected firm that was pushing Uranium One, evidently, someone in the media not only connected it to Uranium One, but saw other Russian interests being advanced by Mrs. Clinton, such as the really hardcore opposition to any new sanctions against Russia over its alleged murder of a human rights-related lawyer. Not only this, I'm not going to read this entire article to you. You can do a search on the internet and find it. This is a Newsmax article. It's written by Sandy Fitzgerald, and it's titled Tom Fenton Questions Media's Role in Hiding Clinton-Russia Connection. Not only was this on during the campaign, but during the time she was Secretary of State, she was using her position to further her wealth and to compile enough money to buy the presidency of the United States. And it didn't work because she's not likable. There are several who are confused and fooled by Hillary Clinton. Some of you women even voted for her just because she was female. And that's wrong. That's bigotry. The Clinton family is known for deception, for lying, for filth, for sexual immorality, and for corruption, for thieving. Remember when she stole all those files from the FBI? Remember that? They just kind of happened to walk out with her. What do you think this family, the Clinton family, has been doing all the years of their lives? They're building a Clinton empire, and they were going to try and buy the presidency of the United States. Well, maybe the truth is going to shatter, and they're going to get their just due. Oh, I pray that they do, because it's time. It's time for America to turn around and start letting the scales fall from our eyes, we the people. You don't have to be a part of the battered wife syndrome or the Stockholm syndrome. We, the people, are the republic, and we are the ones in charge, and we need to start demanding truth. 877-895-5410. GOP is urging civil disobedience. We will be right back. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday weekday morning, visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, this is coming out of Fox News. This particular article is written by Bernina Chakrabarty. I don't know how you say that name, and I think my last name's kind of odd. But the state GOP there in Seattle area, in Washington, is urging civil disobedience. The Republicans in Washington State are calling for civil disobedience as the openly encourage Seattle residents to refuse paying a newly passed income tax that critics claim is illegal. The tax passed by the Seattle City Council targets high-income earners as part of what local lawmakers call, are you ready for this, a new formula for fairness. A new formula for fairness tax. But the critics and the analysts say it was passed in defiance of state law, and the state GOP has escalated its opposition by urging residents to forcibly, resist. Do not pay the tax. This law, this is kind of funny, this law is unconstitutional, illegal, and against the voters' will expressed 9 times at the ballot box, and it deserves nothing less than civil disobedience, that is, refusal to comply. File or pay, says the Washington State Republican Party. Our goal is to replace our regressive tax system with a new formula for fairness, while ensuring Seattle stands up to President Trump's austere budget that cuts transportation, affordable housing, health care, and social services. Remember what I said at the beginning of the show. Governments don't give people rights. In fact, they take them away. They limit you. this formula for fairness tax is a redistribution of wealth. It's a punishment to those who have more money than others. It is not only unconstitutional by the state, it's unconstitutional by the U.S. Constitution, and so are many other things like national health care. The elected officials, that happened in the city of Seattle. Remember what we said yesterday and what we have said before. Who you elect locally is vitally important. I understand those big elections with the president and the Senate and the representatives, those are important. But the ones locally are the ones really dictating to you. They're the ones that make the decisions for your public school there. When D.C. is doing it, it's unconstitutional. Your public school board, your county commissioner, your city mayors, those people, they're the ones making the decisions for you and your families. And if you're willing for someone who has more than you to be taxed and punished for that, then you're not part of a republic. You don't believe in sovereignty. You believe in socialism, redistribution of wealth. Everyone should have the same. They don't believe that in D.C. They want you to believe that. But the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, let me tell you something. They have really good insurance, and you're paying for it. And they're debating what you can have or cannot have. I mentioned that I was trying to do a little research on the wall, on the windows. Remember I told you that when I toured, and this has been a long time ago, and I did get older this week, you know. So this was a long time ago, 14 years ago, when I visited South Carolina and I did the little trolley tour. That was the cheapest tour we could get, did the little trolley tour. And he mentioned about the tax on the windows, and that's why you don't see too many windows facing the street. Well, as I was trying to quickly, I was in less than 10 minutes before showtime, trying to do a little search on that to see what it was really about. And one place said it was kind of a hoax, and it was really not a Revolutionary War, which could have just been my memory, but a Civil War tax on windows. But what I did find out was 11 surprising things that were taxed in colonial America. One was your hats. They taxed the hats. One of the earliest duties levied against the American colonists came in the form of a hat tax of 1732 in an effort to tamp down the competition between American and English milliners. It's all got an agenda. You know that, right? Even today, it has an agenda when they tax something. In fact, I just heard the other day, you know, some of the states that are legalizing marijuana, they're going to put an extra tax on that, just like they do the cigarette tax, like they do the alcohol, the liquor tax. Was it a purpose? So they put it back to where, you know, people are going to try to black market or something. It's all about money. Finished iron goods. In the same vein as the Hat Act, Great Britain passed the Iron Act in 1750 to encourage the exportation of raw materials from the colonies to England and quill the colonies. Legal papers. They were taxing in 1775 the Stamp Act. Remember the Stamp Act? Nearly every kind of legal document you can think of, from a will to summons to a license, had a distinct stamp duty. Molasses was may seem like an odd product to be taxed by the British, but to be deemed so important as good to have its own named after it, its own tax, the Molasses Act of 1733. The surprising glass They show in windows here. The surprising thing with the about the tariffs on glass imposed by the Townshend Act was that they varied by color. The Townshend Act, the more they used white glass, was taxed at a higher rate of 4 shillings and 8 pence, and under that was the green glass or the tariffs, and that was 1 shilling, 2 pence per underweight. Paint, they taxed paint. They taxed pens, the writing pens. They taxed playing cards, calendars, and almanacs. And last but not least, pimentos. And there was always an agenda to the tax, and there is today. And there's an agenda to the Obamacare tax. And that's why Congress doesn't want to repeal it. They never intended to. It has an agenda. Connect the dots. It's time for the Republic to understand government does not give people rights, nor does it give us anything. Nor does it create jobs, nor does it produce one thing. We the people, the Republic, need to take a stand and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.